Welcome back. Welcome back, Bounce Back Nation. It's your girl, Deanna J. Speaks. I'm so excited to begin a new series around dating and resilience. And this is really just a preview show, just to kind of share what's coming up and really just open it up to kind of connect with you all to see if you have questions about any of our guests and to just give any feedback around it. So we here at DNJ Speaks took our holiday a little late. We don't kind of go out when everyone else is going out. We take the opportunity that when the world has kind of returned to what it's doing and done it, celebrating and things, that's when we start. You know, the malls are emptier, the restaurants are emptier, and, you know, when people are on the road during the day, it's much slower, or at least here where we are. And so, you know, coming back into this for February 2023, we were really just having a conversation because, you know, obviously for February, as the world begins to turn its attention to all things love and romance and relationships, I noticed that there are a lot of single people on social media, on, you know, shows and things that were single. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, they seem like a credible person. Obviously, looks can be deceiving, right? I don't know their heart. I don't know their get down. I don't know their character, any of that stuff. But just on the surface, we were talking, just my friends and family and I, on how there seems to be so many eligible single people. And there were so many people that, I mean, so many different opinions, rather, around why that is, right? Like, someone said that, you know, their preferences are precluding what they need. So even if their husband showed up, they're going to miss him because he's not checking off the tall, the dark, the handsome, the flying out. I mean, I didn't know that being flew out was really a goal, but apparently it is. And no shade, I just didn't know. Probably because I am at home and I'll fly myself. So nevertheless, you know, do you, boo. But then we had, you know, on the flip side, this, you know, then the counter was, some of the women were saying that, you know, if you don't, you're not 5'2", exotic looking, either hair weaved down to your behind, you know, with the BBL, that you're not as approachable, that in the world where the superficial has even morphed to become more superficial, men are passing up real women to go after the, I don't know, the cultivated beauties of the world. Is that a better way to put that? My team is nodding yes, that's better. So we'll go with that. And so what shocked me, if I can say that, is how many people felt some kind of way about discussing dating. I mean across age, across dating status, across gender, sexual orientation. I mean, and that really drove home the point that dating is something that is still so sought after. But just even as a society, as a collective, we're still missing it. And so we thought that was the perfect place to talk about it, because you really do need resilience when you're staying in there. You're dealing with rejection, you're dealing with other people's standards and their non-negotiables and that whole thing. And so we wanted to kind of use this month, while everyone's hearts and minds and attention is focused on all things dating and relationships and things related to that, that this will be a great opportunity to look at that intersection and resilience. And so this show is really just a precursor to that, to kind of set us up. So next week, the fellas are up first. I have two of my friends that agreed to come on and have an honest conversation around, you know, dating and their views as men. Full disclosure, they are Christians, and they're the only two that were willing to come on. I had one friend that just doesn't you know, he wouldn't even respond, left me on read about it. And I'm like, okay. And then I had another friend who said he would do it and then just disappeared. And so, you know, and I granted I didn't ask everyone because I have to really be able to know, believe that you would say the truth and stand on it. I mean, 10 toes down. If you are a Kevin Samuels fan, and I'm sure when that'll come up sometime this month, I need you to stand on it. I need you to be 10 toes down around why you would subscribe to the thinking of high value, this and that, and all those types of things. And so the two brothers that did come on and agreed to come on, we did a part one. We are definitely going to do a part two because we didn't get to do everything that I wanted to do. We didn't get to start to ask the uncomfortable questions, and uncomfortable for lack of a better word, right? Because I'm not going to ask anything too salacious. And if I did, it would be on my, what is it when you pay your Patreon, my Patreon. So I wouldn't even put it out in the mainstream. And that, because I'm definitely respectful of their space and my listeners. But still, there were so many questions that we didn't get to get to. So there will definitely be a part two around the fellas. There will be a show for the ladies where I'm having a conversation with some ladies who are sharing from their perspective around dating and their experiences and what they're doing to stay resilient, staying in that space. And then we have women who are of a certain age, right? Who are able to stand in there and talk about dating in your 40s and 50s and even 60s. And what I am learning is that there are certain things and themes, and I'll be interested to see if you guys catch them and what you pick up as you listen. But I feel like every generation, there are certain themes and their non-negotiables, and the things that are most important change, right? And so the ladies are in the 30s and 40s. I tried to get someone in their 20s, and they were just like, no, we'd rather listen. Like, okay. And I didn't want to pull on my daughter because, you know, I always pull on her for stuff and I just let her have her reprieve. But so we have that going on and really just thinking through like the resilience. So if you are a listener of this show, we would love to get your questions. I was so both taken aback and appreciative that people reached out, DM'd, email, text questions for the fellas. I put that request out there and said, hey, listen, if you all have questions for the fellas, please respond. And some ladies did do that. And so I'm very appreciative of that. And I'm very excited to see as we begin to record the women, what questions the fellas have for them. And so I really think it'll be a great opportunity just to have some conversations, some real conversations around it. And hopefully, I mean, don't you guys think it would be great if someone like met their wife or their husband and like connected off of this? I think that would be dope. I feel like the single people that come on my show, like I almost want to make like a dating profile and just say, hey, I can hook you up. Because I know all the people that's coming on. So if you see or hear someone that you would be interested in getting some Starbucks with, or not Starbucks, I can't. Like, I know my team, I'm the only one here that don't rock with Starbucks. And it's no shade to Starbucks. I'm not a coffee drinker for one. But for two, I don't rock with their coffee. I mean, shaking her head. I think it tastes like dirt. Like when you're playing outside and you actually get some dirt in your nose and your mouth, that's kind of the zhuzh for me. But there's no shade in it because I will still get some tea. I like the medicine ball. Does that count? Okay, so that counts. And so, but just if you're interested in that, definitely let us know. But we're so excited to connect with you all around topics around resilience. And we're excited to be able to do this one because it's so on point and so relevant. So many of us want to connect around, you know, so many of us want to connect with another person and just having that whole thought process around what it looks like to connect, being resilient to stay in there through the rejection. Because one of the things that we were talking about is now how women are having to hold rejection. They're having to hold being told no or facing getting their faces cracked. And, you know, just for my, I don't want to be in a place, but, you know, it was pointed out to me by a fella, of course, that they've been holding that. They've been doing that for years. And, you know, it's about time, you know, Alexa, play Lizzo. It's about time for the ladies to also hold that and shoot their shot and make it a little easier for the fellas. And so I'm hoping that you guys lock in with us over these next couple of episodes and definitely connect with us. You connect with us on social media. My social media is Deanna J Speaks on all platforms. Feel free to at me or DM me, email me at deannajspeaks@gmail.com. We want to have great questions to be able to facilitate great dialogue. And hopefully it is really just the start of the conversation, right? That we are serving as something foundational, a launching pad even, to really let the people that want to find each other find each other. I honestly think, and I don't want to get too ahead of myself because I know we'll cover this in at least one of the shows, but I really think that our preferences are really almost a hindrance to us connecting with people. And especially if we feel like this is what, like, God knows my heart, he knows what I want, or this is what God said, and it's like, what if you misheard him? What if that is not what he said, or if you have a misunderstanding of what he said? You're hearing amiss. You're missing your wife. And so then there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about, like, apparently, and I meant to ask some theologians about this, or, you know, people that really, really would know, but there's supposedly a part in the Bible where there are people who are never married. And if that is true, then how do you even, like, what do you do with that? How do you hold that? How do you process that? Given the fact that we have a desire to connect. And really heavy on the Bible piece, because we were talking to two believers today. So that's why this is kind of fresh in my psyche right now. But just even for those that aren't believers, you know, still feeling like they have a checklist. I don't care if you are Black, white, man, woman, straight, not straight. Everyone seems to have a checklist of what they want. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I feel like I'm seeing, and it could just be what my algorithm is bringing me, but I see happy couples who are linked up with people whom they would not have picked. And so the last one I saw, I think it was a rapper, Lecrae, and he talked about how his wife is not the person that checked off what he felt like his wife would embody, but she was whom he needed. And I'm curious to see if any of our guests feel that way. So I think it'll be an exciting conversation. And hopefully it'll be worthwhile. Hopefully it fills your cup and helps you to stay in it if you are dating or looking to date or opening yourself up to date. But my affirmation for you is this, as we come off and bring this episode to a close. My affirmation for you is that while happiness is deserved, it is earned. I honestly believe that. And I want you to know that you can't earn it if you're not living in it. You can't cultivate more happiness if you're not healed, if you're not happy, if you're just really carrying a lot of baggage that would impede you connecting with someone. So I say that in the humblest way, you know, take the opportunity to do some self-evaluation. Where are you at? I was dating, I guess for lack of a better word, I was dating someone and I genuinely liked this person. And that's like, for me, it was like, whoa, I can't believe I like somebody. My scene was like, right. But no matter how I said what I felt, it's like it wasn't resonating. It wasn't resonating for me. And I had to step back and say, listen, if either he's not understanding what I'm asking, or he's not able to do it, or he doesn't want to do it. But there's only so many times that I'm going to be able to convey, this is what I need from you, right? And not get it. But I had to get to a place to where I had to step back and analyze what I'm asking. Why am I asking it? Is it coming from a broken place? Is it coming from an entitled place? Because I don't want to do that because this person has, a whole host of responsibilities and things. But I am also a catch. So I'm not going to not be caught because you're busy, right? And so, but I had to, it was a process. And even though it wasn't a long process, it was something that I had to do in that moment. And I don't have any really regrets. I think he's an awesome guy. Like, I'm truly able, I feel like I could be friends with anyone. I'm friends with all of my exes except for the one that was violent towards me. And I still don't even hate him. I just don't have space to be in the same place chilling with someone that kicked me in the face. You know what I mean? I just don't have that to do. But if it hurt because I wished, I wanted him to give me something that he either couldn't or wouldn't give. And but it took me being able to do that self-analysis, to be able to check myself and to make sure, that I was happy, that I was whole, that my heart was right, and that, this is what I needed to do because I don't want to play with him either, right? I don't want to mess up whatever. If I'm not your wife, I care about you enough to want you to be happy. It's easy for me to say that because I'm here and he's there, but I do. And but I feel like that happiness had to be cultivated. It had to be analyzed, had to be looked at from a couple different perspectives. And I mean, honestly, if he was down, I would have him come on the show and talk about dating, but I feel like it might be too soon. But and as a pastor, that if you're busy, totally makes sense. But one of my male friends pointed out that, listen, we haven't seen him. And that's not something that, and they didn't say this while I was in the relationship, which I kind of respect. I kind of wondered, why was you silent? But, they're like, listen, if he wanted to see you, he would. He shouldn't have to come with a ring. Like he the but the space in between, the getting to know you, the cultivation, it can't just be all on his terms. And to hear that from a man, it was affirming for me because I wasn't sharing that. And for my friend to say that, it took a lot of courage and it took a lot of care for me. But it was affirming that I had made the right decision for myself. And so I just hope that you make the right decision for you. You deserve to be happy. You deserve that. But I think happiness is going to come as you are whole. As you are happy, you'll continue to cultivate more happiness. So, listen, thank you for joining me. I love you, Bounce Back Nation. I love being in a space where resilience and life intersect. And I'm looking forward to getting some feedback and connecting with you around resilience and dating in the month of love. So, connect with me, and I look forward to hearing with you all soon.